Tina, would you come? There's little cups, if you don't want to come to the altar and take the bread and the wine, there's little cups. Did everybody get a cup when they come in that we're going to do communion with?
No.
No? Would you want to use the cup, or would you want to come to...
We have some.
You have some? Okay. One of the things that came about was because of COVID, and we recognized that. But last year, I think, we decided those who wanted to come and experience the actual bread and the juice, we would open up the altar, because the altar is a special place where you can come and just be quiet and say, thank you, Lord, for instituting this wonderful meal of grace, and thank you for the forgiveness of sin. So when Jesus was with the disciples in the upper room, celebrating the Passover meal, one of the Jewish feasts, and he instituted something they didn't quite expect. They took the bread, which is like pita bread, flat like this, and he had lifted to heaven as part of the celebration and the liturgy of the Passover meal. He lifted it to heaven and he gave thanks. O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the wheat, bless this bread. And then he took it and he broke it. And he told his disciples, this bread will represent my body, which will be broken for you. Now, his bones weren't broken, as we know, but his body was broken. It was broken because of his love for the world. And then he did something very interesting. He took the cup. Third cup of the Passover meal is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And again, he lifted to heaven and he said, O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And then he said something to them that they understood, but they didn't get, because they knew there could not be any forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. That's what the Passover meal was all about, putting the blood of the lamb on the post as they were delivered out of bondage in Egypt. He said, this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. Now, we in United Methodist Church practice what we call open communion, and all that means is you don't have to be a member of this church, you don't have to be a member of any church. If you recognize God's grace in your life and you're willing or want to celebrate that grace, then you're welcome to come to God's table. Come as you wish, those who want to come and kneel at the altar, and Tina and I will serve you. We'll serve Travis first. Come as the Spirit leads. The bread which represents the blood of the body of Christ. The cup which represents the blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort in Jesus' name. Give you the bread which represents the body of Christ, broken for the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort this meal of grace and love as we celebrate it together. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, those of you who use the little cups, when you pull it back, you'll see the little wafer there. And when you take that wafer, you're actually taking the same thing as what this bread is. But it's interesting with the wafer. When you put it in your mouth, it's dry and it's bland. And then when you take the cup, your taste buds come alive. Me, Ralphieism, that's a symbol of God's love and grace. The sweetness of his love revealed to us in the bread and the cup. Tina, the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, broken for you. The cup, which represents the blood of Christ and the forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Arise now and go in peace. knowing that your sins have been forgiven and that your life has been made whole. And the promise of eternal life that can only be granted to us because of what Christ did on the cross, through the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And more important, His promise to return. Looking forward to that day of Advent, in Jesus' name. Go now in peace.